Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Becoming Bulletproof, Protect Yourself, Read People, Influence Situations, and Live Fearlessly is a self-help and personal security book by former U.S. Secret Service agent Evie Pomporos, drawing on her experience protecting presidents, working in interrogations, and responding to major crises. The book combines memoir-like episodes with practical guidance on resilience, situational awareness, and communication. Its purpose is not to promise a fear-free life, but to show how fear can be managed and used constructively. Pomporos presents bulletproofing as a disciplined approach to safety and confidence, understanding one's reactions, recognizing risk early, reading other people more accurately, and responding with purpose rather than panic. The book stands at the intersection of personal development, behavioral analysis, and practical security advice, which gives it a different profile from more abstract self-help titles. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fear is treated as a signal to manage, not an enemy to erase. A central idea in the book is that fear is useful when it is understood correctly. Pomporos argues that fear helps people stay alive, but it becomes damaging when it grows unchecked into panic or avoidance. Rather than recommending emotional suppression, she focuses on early recognition and control. This means noticing fear responses in the body, slowing down enough to think clearly, and preparing before stress escalates. The book frames courage as a practice behavior, not a personality trait. That distinction matters because it makes resilience actionable. Readers are encouraged to rehearse difficult scenarios, trust useful instincts, and make deliberate choices under pressure. In this view, being bulletproof is not about feeling nothing. It is about responding effectively when fear appears. The result is a more realistic model of confidence, one that accepts vulnerability while refusing to let it dictate decisions. Secondly, threat assessment is built around the three P's of people, place, and press. Pomporos uses the three P's of vulnerability, people, place, and press as a practical framework for evaluating risk. The value of this model is that it turns vague unease into structured analysis. People refers to who is involved and whether their behavior, intentions, or patterns raise concern. Place refers to the environment, including exits, visibility, access, and how easily control could be lost. Press refers to time pressure, stress, or urgency, which often causes people to miss warning signs and act impulsively. Together, the three factors encourage readers to ask better questions before they are trapped in an unsafe or manipulative situation. The framework is useful because it is simple enough to remember yet broad enough to apply in daily life, from travel and home security to workplace conflict. It reflects the book's larger belief that safety depends on observing context, not just reacting to isolated events. Thirdly, reading people means watching baselines, not chasing absolutes. Another major theme is behavioral observation, especially the idea that deception is often revealed through change rather than a single gesture. Pomporos emphasizes establishing a baseline of normal behavior and then noticing when posture, eye contact, voice, or movement suddenly shifts. This is a more disciplined approach than popular lie detection myths, which often rely on one supposedly universal sign of dishonesty. Her method is grounded in interrogation experience, where curiosity and follow-up questions matter more than confrontation. The book also highlights that people communicate constantly through body language, facial expression, and timing, even when their words are controlled. That makes reading people a matter of comparison and context. The practical implication is important. Instead of trying to become a human lie detector in the simplistic sense, readers learn to become better observers. This improves judgment in negotiations, relationships, and everyday interactions where intentions are not always openly stated. Fourthly, preparation is presented as a form of self-protection across physical and digital life. The book goes beyond mindset and addresses practical preparation, including physical readiness and home security. Pomporos does not romanticize combat, but she argues that people should know their limits and understand how to protect themselves if needed. She treats self-defense as one component of a broader safety strategy that includes awareness, planning, and environmental control. The same logic extends to the home, where she discusses securing doors, windows, valuables, and emergency items such as a go bag. This broadening of security is one of the book's strengths because it connects personal safety to ordinary routines rather than rare emergencies alone. In addition, the book reflects modern concerns by including social media and digital exposure in the idea of vulnerability. That makes the advice more contemporary than traditional self-defense writing. The underlying principle is that preparedness reduces fear because it reduces uncertainty, and people act more effectively when they have already thought through likely scenarios. Lastly, influence depends on assertive communication and emotional control. Pomporos treats influence not as manipulation, but as the ability to communicate clearly, set boundaries, and remain effective under pressure. Her experience in interrogations and protective work informs this section of the book, where she emphasizes how words, tone, and timing shape outcomes. A recurring idea is that people gain leverage when they stay composed and ask better questions instead of reacting emotionally. This is especially relevant in tense conversations, adversarial encounters, or situations where another person is trying to dominate the interaction. The book suggests that confidence comes from clarity, knowing what you need, expressing it directly, and refusing to be pushed into confusion. That makes influence closely tied to self-respect and restraint. Rather than promoting aggression, the book presents assertiveness as a disciplined communication skill. In effect, it shows how personal safety and interpersonal power overlap, because the ability to regulate yourself often determines whether you can influence the situation at all. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want self-help advice with operational depth rather than abstract encouragement. It will appeal to people interested in personal safety, behavioral psychology, crisis communication, leadership under pressure, and practical confidence building. Parents, professionals in high-stress roles, and readers who value actionable frameworks are likely to find it especially useful. Its main benefit is that it translates a rare career background into lessons that can be applied in ordinary life: how to assess risk, notice behavioral shifts, prepare for emergencies, and communicate with more control. What distinguishes it from many books in the same genre is its credibility and specificity. Pumpwuras writes from the perspective of someone who has worked in high-stakes protective and investigative settings, so the advice is grounded in field experience rather than broad inspiration. At the same time, the book remains accessible, blending memoir elements with concrete tools. That combination makes it more practical than most personal development books and more reflective than a simple security manual. If you would like to support Evi Pumpwuras, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.